The UN says 8 people are forced to leave their homes due to war or persecution around the world every 60 seconds. June 20th has been designated as World Refugee Day, and as WSF's Michael S. Butler reports, the day was observed early in the Bay Area when a group of local refugees took the oath and became U.S. citizens.
The Florida Department of Children and Families Refugee Services Program says that more than 32,000 refugees settle in Florida every year. The Tampa Bay area alone welcomed more than 3,100 just last year. Refugees are fleeing their homes out of fear, violence, or persecution. Like Manil Ibrahim, she fled the war in Iraq in 2002 for safety in Jordan. But after being denied permanent asylum in Jordan, she and her family came to the United States.
So I never imagined that it can happen and I'd be American, you know? It's really great.
But she is here with 35 other refugees at an observance of World Refugee Day at the Immigration Field Office in Tampa, about to take the oath of allegiance and become American citizens. But they'll have to wait just a few more minutes. First, the national anthem. Regional Director Kathy Redmond administers the Oath of Allegiance.
So help me God. So help me God. Congratulations.
Following the oath, during a Lee Greenwood song, the new citizens spontaneously stand and wave their small American flags, many making no effort to hold back tears. Now they're encouraged to participate in their communities, even run for political office. On the way out, they can stop by a desk and apply for Social Security numbers and register to vote. Manil Ibrahim has already been training for a job as a daycare worker, and she says she already feels welcome in her new home.
Nobody treats me like I'm strange. Yeah, I love American people. They're very, very nice. They don't say, no, you're different than me. No, we accept each other, and that's what makes America great.
Now Manil is headed out to celebrate dinner with her family. And there's a lot to celebrate. Our country has just added 36 new members to the family. Michael S. Butler, WUSF 89.7 News.